Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
The great pleasure of welcoming on the French program Sarah Megan Thomas, all the way from New York, to speak about A Call to Spy, the film about Virginia Hall, an amazing woman, one of many who fought to free France from the Nazis during the Second World War. Sarah, welcome on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sarah, you are the writer, actor, and producer of the film, and you play the main character, Virginia Hall, in the film. Tell us how you became involved in telling her story.
Yeah, so I adore spy films. I'm a big fan of James Bond, just like so many. But, you know, when I'm watching spy films, more often than not, when women are involved, it tends to be just a romance. And I was really interested in seeing a spy film where we see women who are just fantastic at their job. And I had studied World War II at college and knew about kind of Churchill's secret army and that it had women. And that was really it. And so I decided to dig into the research. And when I uncovered these 39 women in the French section of SOE, which includes the three women in the film and Virginia Hall, and then uncovered that no film had ever been made about these extraordinary women, that was kind of the aha moment of I have to dig into the research and make this movie happen.
So tell us more about Virginia Hall. I believe she was a journalist and she managed to get herself sent to France to talk about life under the Nazi occupation.
Yeah, she was incredible. So Virginia Hall ultimately became the spy that the Nazis dubbed the most dangerous of all Allied spies, believe it or not. And she was an American who wanted to be a diplomat, but she had this tragic hunting accident when she was 27 and shot her foot off and almost died and had a wooden leg. And because of her disability and her gender, America said no. And she was just that kind of person that said, well, then I'm going to make myself useful elsewhere, and became a spy for the British, because America wasn't in the war. And so she was able to go in as a New York Post reporter. That was her cover. And her reports were published in the New York Post and were able to give information about life in France, which nobody had. And then from there on out, she had many different covers. She was an old lady. She had tons of covers and was there the whole course of the war.
So there are three women portrayed in the film. There's Virginia Hall, Vera Atkins, and Noor Inayat Khan. And Noor Inayat Khan became the first female wireless operator, the most risky job at the time.
Yeah, so Noor is an incredible story of heroism, played by top Indian star Radhika Apte, who's amazing. And she was Britain's first Muslim war heroine. She was a pacifist, actually, and a princess. And she really wanted to do something for the war effort. She grew up in France, even though she was born in Russia, and considered France her home. And she found a way to serve her country, first by working for the WAAF, and then as a spy for the SOE. She was, unfortunately, ultimately captured, but the Nazis could not get anything out of her. She was hugely courageous.
And Vera Atkins was in charge of the group of that SOE section?
Yeah, so Vera Atkins, if there are James Bond fans listening, is widely considered the real-life inspiration for Miss Moneypenny in James Bond, and she was the spy recruiter. Her job was to find women who spoke fluent French to go undercover in really what was an experimental spy operation. I mean, they put women in only because they thought that women would be more inconspicuous. And the women were told they had, you know, a 50-50 chance of survival.
when we're talking about 1941, and so Virginia Hall is in France as a reporter, and she also has a code name, Brigitte, initially, one of, I think, 9 code names. And the mission, her mission was to create a hub to support agents. And she managed to do that very well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why she was, dubbed the most dangerous of all. She was a supreme organizer. And in Lyon, she was able to organize a resistance that was largely scattered, you know, before she came in, and, you know, encourage people and manage the money and manage the weapons and help plan. She was a really effective leader, so much so that Klaus Barbie himself, the butcher of Lyon, came in to hunt her and failed. She actually, with her wooden leg, escaped over the Pyrenees Mountains.
And she managed to evade the militia police, which was dominated by Nazi sympathizers.
Yeah, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. Like, when you read Virginia Hall's story or watch the film, you'll be like, there's no way that happened. And it did. I mean, she evaded capture time and time again. She did have a quote after the war, because she never gave interviews to anyone. And she said, many of my friends were killed for talking too much. I think Virginia Hall was a woman who had good instincts and also, you know, knew when to keep her mouth shut.
Let's talk about the film and your partnership with the director, Lydia Dean Pilcher.
Yes. So I hired Lydia. I interviewed a lot of female directors. It was very important to me, first, to honor these women's legacy with this first film, but also to bring on board a female eye to tell this story. And Lydia's career, this is her solo directing debut, but she has a long resume in terms of producing films that are international. And this is an international story. And when I met Lydia, she really responded to that aspect of the multicultural nature of these women's stories. These are women from different religions, different nationalities, and they united to resist this common evil. And so Lydia was really the perfect fit.
And who made the decision to have you play the role of Virginia Hall?
I wrote the role when I was writing the role with all the other roles, I fell in love with Virginia, and I really, as an actress, connected to her grit and determination and her ability to, when someone says no to her, turn that into a positive and make change. And I just felt like I really got to know her in the research and writing process and was lucky enough to be able to play her.
And tell us briefly about the other actors, Stana Katic, who plays Vera Atkins, and Radhika Apte, who plays Noor.
Yes. So Stana and I actually share an entertainment lawyer. It's a funny story. He kept pitching her to me as we were going through the casting process. And that role was a very tough role to cast because Vera Atkins is Romanian and of Jewish descent and is hiding that and pretending to be British. And so when casting an actress, she has to have a European feel, like she had to look European. And so that does eliminate quite a bit. And, Stana's an amazing actress from Castle in Absentia, and she really looked the part as well. So that's how that happened. And then with Radhika, one of the directors I was interviewing was Lina Yadav, who is an Indian director. And I was watching Lena's work, the film Parched, and Radhika was the star in that film. And I just fell in love with Radhika from that performance and knew she would be perfect. She was actually our first choice, which you never get in an indie film. And she said yes.
Fantastic. And tell us about the locations chosen for the film.
Yeah, so we actually, interestingly enough, shot in Philadelphia and Budapest for London and France. but I think it worked. It was really for reasons of economy, being an independent film and tax credits. I had connections in Philadelphia that made that make sense. You know, the British actually settled in Philadelphia, so there's a lot of historic landmarks here that are really appropriate to London. And then in Budapest, that's where we kind of brought the scale of the film, the larger scenes outside with, you know, Nazi trucks, etc., and the architecture there as well. It's, you know, there's a lot of architecture that's been made that looks like the 1940s and was very appropriate.
And you must be so proud that the film has had a lot of accolades already.
Thank you. You know, I like to say that, like, making a film is like you know, making children. It's quite a long effort, and you know, this was a 4-year labor of love for me. And you know, I make movies to entertain, and I always make movies that where there's a story I believe in. But you never know. You never know how people are going to receive it. And I feel so thrilled and honored that people are enjoying the film.
And what can you tell us about what can you say to the listeners of the program on SBS French in Australia to encourage them to go and see the film and explore that particular period of French history?
Oh, yeah. You know, this really is the hidden figures of the spy world. One press outlet called it, you know, Churchill's Wonder Women, and a dynamic living tribute to three heroes you should know. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to go out or watch the film how you feel comfortable. But this is a story not to be missed, as, you know, it's an untold story of ordinary women, civilians, who became extraordinary heroes. And I think that's a really timely message right now.
Absolutely. And it's been a great pleasure of having you all the way from the United States. And we wish you all the best in your future projects. And thank you so much for coming on to SBS French.
Thank you so much and happy holidays.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBS French.